Lance Corporal Chad Clifton grew up on a farm in Delaware that's been in his family for three generations. But Clifton knew early on that he did not want to remain on the farm. Instead, he joined the Marines. Lance Corporal Clifton was killed last month in Iraq. Sarah Richards has this report.
Terry Clifton is sitting with her husband Richard in their living room near Milford. Outside, rolling fields of farmland stretch into the distance. Inside, paintings of animals hang everywhere. Richard Clifton is a wildlife painter, but the Cliftons never pressured their son to follow a particular path in life. Chad made his own.
He was born a G.I. Joe. Along with the books and the art and the music, he was also always a soldier. At a year and a half old, he would go running when he heard the music for MASH and climb in my dad's lap.
Years later, Clifton joined ROTC at school. He loved playing paintball at Splat Zone. But Clifton also loved to read, write, and debate. While he was in school, he worked at an internet cafe. Aaron Moore was his friend.
And so he was online, you know, all times of the night when he was at work and just talk about politics, religion, pretty much anything. Even if he knew you were right, he would debate with you just, you know, to see how far you'd be willing to take it.
Susan Frederick taught Clifton American literature at Cape Henlopen High School. She says he was an excellent writer, and she was surprised when he told her he was joining the Marines. She thought he'd go to university.
He was very slightly built, and I remember saying that the Marines, those guys have necks that are 19 inches, you know. And he didn't seem at all concerned about that.
Clifton left for Iraq last September. He called home on his first day there, and he told his parents it was a hellhole. He was stationed in Ramadi, and he wrote a lot about his life there. As the months passed, Richard Clifton says he worried about how his son was holding up.
I don't think the American people have any concept for what these guys are over there going through. They have none at all. I mean, it's been since something like a Vietnam that we've had soldiers see this kind of action, and it has an effect on them.
A few days before he died, Clifton found out his grandfather had suffered a heart attack, but he didn't know how to react to the news. He told his parents he felt numb from his war experience and from watching other people die. Last month, Clifton was killed by a mortar in Ramadi. He was 19.
His friend Aaron wrote a poem that concluded with him walking the streets of heaven because he'd done his time in hell. And a lot of people have since, because they don't know what to say, well, he's in a better place. And we respond, yeah, better than Ramadi, but home would have been fine too.
Clifton told his mom before leaving for the war that he didn't really want to be buried in the small cemetery on the farm. So he was buried on Valentine's Day in Arlington National Cemetery. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Richards. ¶¶